That is not who I want to be, and I don't think that's who I should be. And that's not the energy I want to put out into this world. It hurt relationships, it hurt me financially. Bring it on all day.
Hello and welcome to Improve This, powered by Lock and Ladder. I am John Strand, and today we're going to talk about becoming better humans. And this is a lifelong journey for me. The path is not always pretty, but as you keep stepping forward, I can tell you growth and change are possible. And this is also going to kick off a whole series on becoming better humans in body, mind, and spirit.
I think it's been good to do these meetings and just to talk about each core value. I hate the phrase core value. I really do. It just makes me feel so cheesy. Like, oh, it's core. Here's our last core value to sum up. And that's why I want to use the phrase ethos. This is a deep, in the DNA part of who we are. I think it's important to clearly define these things too, because anybody coming through the doors that works for us down the road, I want them to listen to these first 7 meetings and let them know, like, hey, this is who we are. Be on board with this or don't be here. And I think it's important to have that vision, that mission, and I'm excited about this one because this become a better human is gonna kickstart probably our next 15 meetings, right? Because I can't in any concise sort of way define or establish what this means, but I think it's important. I think it's so important that this is on the forefront of our minds, that we are constantly striving to become better humans. If we do that, everything else will follow. Everything we want to accomplish, all the money we want to make, all the relationships we want to build, the better we become as humans, that literally comes to you. It follows. And this is a lifelong path, a lifelong journey. It's not something to be afraid of either. I think it's easy to have some fear where you're like, oh, if you're constantly trying to improve, then you're never good enough. That's not the point. I want to ask a couple questions. So one, we're going to break this down over the next few weeks into different buckets of body, mind, and spirit. How do we become better in our bodies, in our minds? But I want to ask some like tough questions. Do you ever look in the mirror and not like what you see? I think that's hard to, and I'm not talking about like the physical mirror. I'm talking about the metaphorical mirror. Do you ever look in the mirror? You ever take a deep dive looking at yourself and go, ugh. And I think it's important to do that. I think that is an act of bravery. And I think where most people screw this up is they look in the mirror, they don't like what they see, and they beat themselves up, and they come in with all this negative self-talk, and I'm not good enough, and I'm not this, and I have these issues, and I struggle here. And they end up not wanting to look in the mirror anymore because it's just this like self-deprecating cycle that doesn't lead to any sort of improvement or change. And so it becomes almost an unhealthy exercise, right? When you can do it in a manner that, like, that it's the catalyst for change. It's the catalyst for knowing yourself and then having a dialogue with yourself that produces healthy results. That's important. That's when it's brave. And that's when I do think it's the first step to improving, to becoming a better human is going, okay, well, I don't like what I see here, and that's okay. Like, we all have that in us, right? Like, every single person. I've heard some psychologists talk about it. If you look deep enough, like, there can be those things that aren't great, and that's okay. We all have the capacity for not good, and we all have the capacity for good. And I don't think we do this enough to take time to analyze our character and our values. What's important to us? What do we believe? What do we want to prioritize in our lives? What skills do we want to improve? Do we want to improve our drive? Do we have anger that we want to do better with? Sadness, anxiety, and insecurity. Maybe it's not even a negative. You just want more of a positive thing. Maybe you want to be more joyful, more confident, more giving, more grateful. And I think it's really important to do this from a perspective of not should. Like, I should be this way, you know, and not from a place of comparison either. Like, I'm looking at, oh, I should be more like that, or I should be. That is not helpful either. I think it's more of, who are you meant to become? Not with anybody else's standards, comparisons. Who are you meant to become? Are we taking time to think about that? Who is the version of you operating at its highest level, at its highest potential? Who is that person? What does that look like in all these different facets? As the best father you could possibly become, as the best businessman you could possibly become, as the best communicator that you could possibly become, the best spouse, the best friend, the most giving version of yourself, right? What does that look for you, for who you're meant to be? Because it is going to look different for me than Adam, than the other Adam, than Jonathan, than Charles. The ways that I want to go and give back are going to look very different. If I'm doing it right, they should look different, right? We have different personalities, different things that tug on our heartstrings. The ways that I'm going to lead are going to look different. The things that I'm going to go enjoy, the ways I'm going to parent, all of the, again, that's why we got to get rid of comparisons and go, who are you meant to be? Have you taken the time to consider this? Now, this is also different from value. As you go through these stages, you don't suddenly matter more because you're here, right? You're not a more important person. You're not more worthy now. These things don't add value to you. And I've messed that up my whole life. As a kid, I remember, oh, if I got good at sports, well, I matter more now. Or if I'm really good at grades, I matter more now. Or if I do the modeling thing, I matter more now. And that's just all BS, bad messaging, bad marketing that we've bought into. If I'm driving a Honda to work, or if I'm driving a Tesla Plaid to work, I have the same amount of value, or a Ferrari to work. I'm not more or less important. And so I want to start by saying that, receive this. You have value, period. You have extreme worth, period. We can get into the why of that later. But why is it important to become a better human? Why do we want to chase that? Why do we want to chase that as a company? Well, first off, your fulfillment, your happiness, your impact, ultimately your legacy will be tied to this. 100%. The more dialed you in you are spiritually, the more connected to the universe, the more fulfilled you will be, the more gratitude that you have in your soul, mark my words, the happier you will be, the more compassionate, caring, empathetic you are, the better leader you will become, the better salesperson you will become. You will actually take better care of your clients because it's just who you are. It's your character, your nature. As you step into who you are, that is always where the fulfillment comes. And you just know, you're like, this is exactly where I want to be today. I remember when we opened the Minneapolis market. I remember where I was. I was standing in the Mall of America, and I called Michael, and I was recapping with him. It was the first time I'm like out on my own, having to do anything it took to make that market work and all the training. And I've got all these guys looking at me, and I had trained one-off like people, but now I'm training an entire office in a whole new city. And I remember calling Michael, and I was like, Michael, I think I was built for this. And I was standing on the third floor of the mall, looking down at people walking, and I was like, there is just, this feels correct to me. And I was so full. So from a sheer fulfillment standpoint, as you become more of who you're meant to be, you will feel that fulfillment. You're starting to align with the universe, and things are just, you will know in your body. That creates opportunities for happiness levels to go up. And then back to impact, you will have more impact on everybody else around you. You will start to notice your interactions change. The way you respond to your kids when you're angry changes. You start doing it better. I'm gonna put this in some real words for you. I don't really like talking about this, but I for sure have some deep-seated anger. I'm a little nervous to admit that on a podcast, quite frankly, because I don't know how people are gonna interpret that. And it goes back, I'm sure we could dig hard into my childhood. I mean, in my head, there's things I could point to that people that were not cool. I've been stabbed in the back on multiple fronts, multiple times. And probably there's just a fiery personality trait handed down over generations. And so what that has looked like when I've looked in the mirror and looked at that like dark side of myself and go, I don't like what I see here. I don't like the way I responded to that. I don't like the email that I just sent this person. I feel ill about this. That is not who I want to be, and I don't think that's who I should be. And that's not the energy I want to put out into this world. So a couple catalysts for change for me was one, like analyzing first in college, my reaction in sports to things. I was just way too fiery. I'm like, what is going on here? I mean, I think that was one of the first times I realized there needs to be some change. So you start chipping away at it, right? The second major one was at Apex, realizing there were moments where I absolutely dropped the hammer on people and shouldn't have. It was a wrong move. My emotional response to things was not measured, wasn't calculated. I'm responding in anger, not love. I'm also just, again, could have been a lot more strategic. It hurt relationships, it hurt me financially, for sure. The third sort of catalyst was sending some emails to people that I was just like, that's not the energy I want to put out. And then the fourth was just probably private conversations I've had where I felt like this energy in my body where I'm like, this isn't who I want to be. So that's been a long sort of calling myself on it, catching the attitude, catching the behavior, and then trying to add tools to make sure that I'm actually changing as a person. What's good is I've taken really big steps forward. And part of that's come through reading books, part of that's come through meditating, part of that's come through working out, but where I can tell my response is way better, way more calculated, way more measured in all areas. And I still feel like I have a long way to go, which is why I started reading this book, The Tools, 5 tools that will help you find courage, creativity, and willpower, inspire you to live life in a forward motion. This is by Phil Stutz and Barry Michaels. Phil Stutz did the movie with Jonah Hill. He's a psychiatrist who invented his own system, and he got so sick of going into everybody's past and not getting any results, and he goes, I need to focus on the present. They're looking for pain relief now, not let's take 3 months to go into your childhood. But he goes, and what I realized is people needed tools. And so over the next however many weeks that this series on Become a Better Person takes, I'm going to be looking specifically at that because I'm not interested in spinning our tires here. And I'm not interested in people feeling guilty or bad about themselves or stuck. Most of us probably don't have to work too hard to go, I need to change here. I want to be better here. I want to look at the tools, and I love what he says. I'm just going to read this. As time went by, I observed what happened to patients who used the tools regularly. As I'd hoped, they were now able to control their symptoms, panic, negativity, avoidance, etc. But something unexpected was happening. They began to develop new abilities. They were able to express themselves more confidently. They experienced a level of creativity they'd never felt before. They found themselves emerging as leaders. They were having an impact on the world around them, often for the first time in their lives. That is awesome. That's why this is important. That's why we're going to spend a lot of time talking about it, because what are we doing if we're not encouraging each other and helping each other get better? And I'm excited as a company, we've got an opportunity to do that. That's where I think all the impact is going to happen, is we are going to obsess with giving each other the tools to move forward, to step into that place of fulfillment. I like this idea of having tools. I love the way he says this. By giving people these tools, something unexpected was happening. They began to develop new abilities. They were having an impact on the world around them, often for the first time in their lives. That's what we want. It's just such a great opportunity. We have an impact on the world around us in meaningful ways, and those waves will echo. They will echo out way past what you'll know. Your grandkids and your great-grandkids, you know, especially because so much of our lives is getting documented, you know, they're going to have an idea who you were, and they're going to tell stories. And man, what a powerful opportunity, you know, and looking back on Memorial Day and looking at my great-great uncle who paid the price in Italy, we literally are inspired by some of his letters, and we're inspired by the way people talked about him and the legacy that he left of how good-natured and serving and kind and first a volunteer he was. That's a powerful thing. I'm not going to get too really into the how-to now or the tools now, but I just want to do the framework and what I want to leave you with. I think the first step is take some time this week to ask yourself, who are you and who do you want to become? Who are you meant to become? One of the things that really inspired me just on any sort of anger or frustration with people that have treated me wrong in the past was Mandela's quote. This literally shook me to my core. Was when he says, resentment is like drinking poison and then hoping it will kill your enemies. And then he says, as I walked out the door toward the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison. After 27 years of being wrongfully jailed, 27 years being put in a box, he's the guy saying, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison. And that's what we're after here, is true freedom. Ultimately, the better you become as a human, the more freedom you will experience in every facet of your life. That's why this is important. So,
welcome to the first day of forever.
Glad you're on this journey with us. Thank you for listening. Tune in next Monday, and we'll see you back here on Improve This. Bring it on all day.